The news came via email that United Park City Mines, now owned by Talisker, will clean up more than 2,700 acres contaminated with mining waste within the Richardson Flat Superfund site. Officially, the agreement is called an administrative order on consent, and in addition to United Park and the EPA, it involves the Bureau of Land Management, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Utah Department of Environmental Quality, and the Utah Division of Parks and Recreation. Catherine Hernandez, EPA's project manager for Richardson Flat, says the agreement is unique in EPA's history.
Because the first time we've actually put together the different agencies to address removal and restoration, and by streamlining those, we save time and money both for the community and for industry. And so I think that's a really great thing.
The EPA has been in the Park City area since 1988 when the tailings were first discovered in the Prospector area. Since then, some cleanup work has been done at the headwaters of Silver Creek and Empire Canyon, as well as at the Richardson Flat Repository.
We've been identifying what we call loads, the sources of contamination, but we've also been doing work within the watershed during that time period.
Hernandez estimates that as much as 1.5 million cubic yards of tailings exist only along the lower portion of Silver Creek, with certainly more above that.
Originally mined the ore up in the Deer Valley Empire Canyon area, and then there are multiple ways that the material moved downstream, everything from stream transport. There were reprocessing mills in that Middle Reach area. There was some reprocessing down in the lower Silver Creek area. So there was lots of activities that moved materials.
She says they don't know what the plan is to do with the tailings, leave them on site or remove them and haul them to an approved repository. That'll depend on what's called an ECA, an environmental engineering and cost analysis, which this order requires United Park to complete.
So that's the first step, where they actually investigate the extent of material so much more exhaustively than we have, and then what are the alternatives to clean up, which is what they'll propose to the agencies.
The ballpark cleanup estimate, she says, is $50 million. About $6 million of that will come from the 2005 ASARCO bankruptcy, a former mine company that did business in the area. While fish continue to swim in Silver Creek and no human health issues have been reported due to the tailings, Hernandez says the situation isn't as healthy as it appears to be.
Superfund looks at both ecological impacts and human impacts. So, and I think that's says a lot for United Park City Mines, that they have stepped up on a site that is, you know, primarily ecological impacts. The Superfund is to address both. And so within the stream segment, I don't know if you walked along this corridor, but I wouldn't consider it a healthy habitat. And there's several good reports out there. BLM did a really excellent assessment on the tailings that are right in that Silver Maple Claims area, and they're extremely high in metals. And so our expectation is, as we do the risk assessment, that we'll see that it can have significant impacts on reproduction, you know, birds, bunnies, and then that's something we all care about.
How quick the tailings get cleaned up, she says, is also an unknown, but the order does outline some deadlines.
Under the administrative order and consent, and there's an associated work plan, we have timelines for deliverables of the different reports as they do the assessment. So kind of based on signature, and it's 30 to 60 days, that, you know, depending on each deliverable. So United Park City Mines will address from upstream source moving downstream, because that way you don't recontaminate. So ballparking that time frame is tough. You know, you figure a year or 2 years for assessment, and then you figure probably 2 years to 5 years for cleanup. But again, you're moving downstream, so you're not able to, you can't do the entire thing at one time. It's too much acreage.
That's Catherine Hernandez, EPA Remediation Project Officer for Richardson Flat. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.